Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I got a story that will make you think twice about putting bumper stickers on your car.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I've got a story that'll make you say, hot diggity dog.
Oh, boy.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story's out of Florida!
Let's go!
And boy, is it a Florida story. So a 48-year-old woman was really upset with her neighbor. The neighbor parked their car too close to this woman's yard.
Oh, boy.
And so she was like, you know what? I'm going to do something about this. She decided to cover this car in toilet paper, TP it, if you will.
Okay. That's the only...
Harmless.
That's as close as I have to toilet papering.
Yeah. The problem is she was very drunk while doing this.
Oh.
Very drunk. So yeah. The police arrived, and what they found was a woman dressed as a hot dog, drunk, TPing her neighbor's car.
I still don't see the illegal part.
She resisted arrest, was uncooperative, and was fined $550.
Yikes.
There literally has been no explanation for the hot dog costume.
Do you think she was wearing, was she upset? And then went inside and put on the hot dog costume?
Or was she just in it already?
Yeah, she was in it already, and she was just like a dog ready to be mad.
Maybe that. My nephew was a hot dog for Halloween last year. He is 4.
Okay. But how drunk was he?
Right, exactly.
All right, my story, not from Florida.
Mm.
It's from some place called the UK.
Mm. Hello.
Hello, yeah.
Hello, love.
Cheerio, love. Yep. Pop up to the Queen. Wow, that was a lot of spit.
Hello,
oh.
Good Lord. What was that? So there's a man driving around. He's got a bumper sticker that says, I'm not drunk. I'm just avoiding potholes. Except the problem was, he was drunk.
Oh, no.
Yes, police had to respond to a one-car crash.
A one-car?
Yeah, just one car. He put his whole car into, like, a ravine or something. And then they found him sitting there in the ravine. His bumper sticker did say, I'm not drunk, I'm just avoiding potholes. But he did have double the legal limit of alcohol.
Mm. He said, oh, bloody L. Yeah, I'll take a backseat on that one.
He was dressed as a hot dog.
No!
Coincidence, methinks not. Those were all the stupid people we could find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice 105.9.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him. And they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right. And the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.